Gray didn't speak to anyone about the abuse until he was 40. When he finally opened up, Andy told us that the abuse had started when he was 12, said his sister. He did not go into a great deal of detail, as he was quite reserved, but it appears to have started in Torbert's car. We lived in the West End of Glasgow, and Torbert had started to offer Gray lifts home from the East End after football training. Torbert invited Gray to his new flat in Kelvindale and also to the Trophy Centre. Torbert obviously had a psychological hold over Andy. He had put the fear of God into my brother. We were very close, but he bottled the abuse up, Michelle recalled, fighting back tears. She said that a combination of fear and shame compelled her brother to keep silent about what had happened to him. My dad asked him one time if something was wrong, and he just screamed back that he wanted to be left alone. I found him a few times sobbing his heart out in his room. He kept up a front. He would not talk about it for a few years. Later, my father asked Andrew face to face if Torbert had done anything to him, but Andy angrily said no. It got to a stage in our house that you could not mention Celtic or Torbert in front of Andy. It destroyed his life. He never had a proper relationship, and he found it difficult to hold down a job. The abuse, the cover-up, and Torbert's apparent untouchability led her brother's mental and physical health to fray. Andy started smoking cannabis, and he was also diagnosed with epilepsy. He rarely left his room and made several suicide attempts. Eventually, we got him on his feet and, through a friend, got him interested in moving out of Glasgow and Scotland entirely to make a new life for himself in Australia. Before he left Scotland in 2017, Gray broke down and disclosed to a counsellor at the NSPCC how Torbert had abused him. He was then referred to the police and gave another statement. Soon after arriving in Australia, Gray had a diving accident at a swimming pool. His sister flew to be at his bedside in a Perth hospital. Before he slipped into unconsciousness and died on the 13th of October 2017, his sister says, his last words to her were, "Fight for me and the other wee boys." Michelle has taken up the fight to get justice for her late brother. She is one of the 21 suing Celtic for damages and demanding a proper account of how suspected abusers were allowed to continue working with children.